Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Shaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Nidraye Nastavrayeshu Vidraeshu Vicham Bhagavat Sevaya Bhagavat Chintala Sloke Bhaktir Bhavadinaya Shtiki. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Rama.
定罗记，
血压，
血压
没有 benefit，
真实的好处。
怎么说
？As the，
你，
他
，anovendate， can actually gain，
可以最终获得。
An intelligent person, expert in perceiving the world around him, one can achieve through his own intelligence. Sometimes one acts as one's own instructing spiritual master.
译文：精于感知周围的世界，善于运用可靠逻辑的智者。能凭借自身的知性获得真正的福祉，因此有时一个人是自己的孤儒，信是灵印导师。
Is illustrated in this chapter by the conversation between King Yadu and the Avaduta. A sensitive, reasonable person can acquire real knowledge and happiness simply by carefully observing the world.By observing the happiness and distress of other living entities, one can understand what is beneficial and what is destructive.
正如本章亚杜王和那位阿拉杜特之间的对话所昭示的，敏感而理性的人，仅凭仔细观察他周围的世界，就能获得真知与快乐。通过仔细观察其他生物体的苦乐，一个人就会了解什么有益，什么就。
The Jiva Goswami states in this connection, Guru Anasarane Pravartaka Ityarta. The knowledge acquired by one's own perception and intelligence leads one to appreciate the value of the representative of Lord Krishna. The word Shreyas in this verse.Indicates that one can advance in life through one's own intelligence. But a good association, one should gradually come to understand one's eternal position as servant of Krishna. And then one becomes very eager to live in the company of other enlightened persons. Birds of a feather flock together. The symptom of an enlightened servant of Krishna is he's eager for the company of other great souls.Thus, one sensitive and rational observation of this mature world, one should come to appreciate the value of spiritual life in the association of devotees.
对此，希拉基瓦高萨米说：“通过直接感知和智性所获得的知识，可以引人了解主 Krishna 的代表的价值。”本师节的 Shreyas 一词说明，人可以靠自身的智性取得进步。通过好优秀的联谊，人应该逐步了解自己作为 Krishna 仆人的永恒地位，如此就会迫不及待地想与其他觉悟的人生活在一起。正所谓物以类聚，人以群分， Krishna 的觉悟了的仆人的真后世，他渴望与其他如此伟大的灵魂为伴。因此通过对这个物质世界敏锐而理性的观察，一个人便能明白与奉献者交往的灵性生活的价值。Finish.
Om Agana Chimirandasya Agananjana Shriya Chakshuramilitanyena Tasmai Shri Yudave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Rupa Kadamayam Dadati ChakshuramilitanyenaKrishna Chaitanya Deva Krishna Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamishta Nama Om Vishnu Sadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Eti Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachapani Nirvishesha Shunyavani Pashyat Aloha Mananaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namo Bodhi Tushi Namo Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Vampu Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastu Tepe Tapta Kanshi Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishwabhanu Sute Devi Panumami Hari Okay. This is interesting. Intelligent person, because we should see what's going on around us and learn from.
有智慧的人可以观察到周围的世界 并且从中获得吸取教训
There's one chapter where someone is saying that they have 26 gurus
有一章呢说有26位guru
Might be this chapter how they're learning from watching different animals and seeing the mountains and the trees. They see something about everything that teaches them something.
有动物、山、树木，就是这些事物，每一样事物都可以教会我们一些教导。
So Bhagavatam also explains that by this type of logical thinking and observation, we can come to the point of knowing that there is some kind of supreme controller somewhere.
Bodhya Vata也告诉我们，通过逻辑分析以及观察，我们就可以了解到，一定在某一个地方存在着至尊的控制者。
By observing the animals, we can understand that there's a soul in all of them. They are very similar in so many ways. They all eat, sleep, mate, and defend. They all have children. They love their children. They protect their territory. They do all these things. Humans and animals do everything. It's the same.
人类和动物在许多领域都一样。 所以动物身体内也有灵魂，它也会吃水、交配、防卫。动物也有自己的领土。
That we can understand just by observing.
通过观察，我们就能理解这一点。
But to understand the supreme controller, the Lord, then we need to have knowledge that comes down to us.
要想明白。 有一位至尊的控制者的话, 就需要自上而下的知识。
Then we can get everything clear and understanding.
之后我们就可以清晰的能够明白一切, 完美的理解一切。
So it says that one can sometimes act as his own spiritual master.
据说，有的时候人可以担任自己的灵性导师。
That doesn't mean that in order to know Krishna, we need a. We don't we can't be our own spiritual master. But to understand the nature and stuff, we can learn through our own intelligence.
这并不是说我们可以就这么着就了解 Krishna， 而是说通过智性，我们可以有所了解到一些的 Krishna 的本质，就是他的本性， 大自然。
Intelligent person can learn by seeing, other people, other animals, other things.
因为智者通过观察就能够明白其他的人、动物和事情。
More intelligent person can learn by hearing.
更有智慧的人是通过聆听来理解的。
Less intelligent person learn by his own experience.
智慧欠缺的人是通过个人的经验来去学习。
Intelligent person, your mother tells you, don't put your hand in the fire, you'll get burnt. Don't get too close to the stove or something. You'll say, okay, my mother told me, and I'll follow. No.
一个有智慧的人，他的母亲告诉他， 不要把手放到火里，否则的话你的手会被烧着的，也不要靠炉子太近，智者就会理解，OK，我妈妈是这么告诉我的，先生。
But then, less intelligent person will think, well, I don't know for sure, let me put my hand on the stove. Gets burnt and thinks, okay, now I'm going to do it again.
智慧欠缺的人呢？ 他就会想，哦，让我来亲身体验一下。他把手放在火里头，被火烧着手之后呢，他就懂了。OK，我下次再也不这么干了。
And a foolish person, even if he burns his hand, he'll do it again. He thinks, this time I know I won't.
一个愚蠢的人，甚至他被火烧了之后。 他还会屡教不改，再次再犯。So
most of us are like that. People who suffer from various kinds of sense gratification, but they keep thinking, next time it'll be all right. Now I can do it without.
我们大部分人都是这种情况，虽然我们。 因为感官享乐而在受苦，但是我们却在想，下次会更好。They
advertise a dish brand of cigarettes. Nice.
他们做广告宣传，说这个牌子的香烟特别棒。Or
you can have sage.
或者是你过了性生活，然后就是很安全。So,
and they keep believing it's foolishness and conditions.
他们就一直就是坚信不疑，所以这就是愚蠢的受条件限制的灵魂。And
if we observe the world around him, we see how others are enjoying and suffering. Then we can understand this so much.
但是，当我们观察世界的时候，我们就能够明白这个世界的人，因为他们的享受在受苦，所以我们就明白了。
So we're lucky that it indicates that, we start to understand things and we see people that have more knowledge and can. By Krishna's mercy, you can get the association.
我们就特别幸运，我们终于明白了，让我们看到了更有知识的人，由于 Krishna 的仁慈，他们是有知识的，所以我们就渴望得到奉献者的涟漪。
Ramadeva Nitya Bhagavan Ji, Guru Krishna Prasad, and Bhakti. And we're wandering through not only different bodies and different universes, sometimes a demigod, sometimes a mosquito, sometimes a human being, so many different lifetimes.
我们在这个宇宙当中漫游，得到了不同种类的躯体。 有时候是半神的躯体，有的时候又是文字的躯体，有生生世世的，有各种不同的躯体。
Somewhere along the line, by the mercy of Krishna, we will get a guru.
有时候，由于 Krishna 的仁慈，我们得到了一位guru。
I get many gurus. Someone that just leads us more in the direction Krishna tells us directly. We may only meet that person one time.
Maya, you mean we met many guru or just one guru?
We might meet many people that help us to understand things. They're also, guru means teacher, not necessarily just a dictionary. Introductory. Someone gives us a book, or someone says chant Hare Krishna, something like that. That's all different words. We merely meet them one time, but it's very significant in our life.
就是我们在这个生命当中呢，可能会遇到许多的guru，不仅限于我们自己的启迪guru。 比如说会有人递给我们一本书，让我们念诵 Hare Krishna。 所以这些不同的guru，虽然我们只是见过一次面，但是这样的guru对我们却是至关重要的。
Many devotees have that experience.
许多方面都有这种体验。
If somebody told them a little bit about Krishna, they started thinking who is Krishna.
就有人跟他们说了一点 Krishna 的事，他们就在想，这 Krishna 是谁呀？
They start thinking they want to know more about Krishna. And then Krishna helps us to meet devotees who can actually tell us more about Krishna.
他们想要更多的了解 Krishna， Krishna 就会帮助他们来遇到奉献者， 这奉献者就给他们讲述 Krishna。
Most important thing all the scriptures say is association of devotees.
Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. 也这句师姐的意思就是说，最重要的事情就是与奉献者联谊。
So we'd like to hear how did someone become a devotee.
我们特别喜欢听人们是怎么成为奉献者的故事。
So everybody has an interesting story. They're similar but different. How they were somehow contacted the devotee, somehow or other, and got interested, and then met more devotees. Sometimes very quickly. Sometimes takes a long time.
每个人都可以讲述他们的故事。 就是有的时候很相似，那有的时候也不一样，就是他们怎么接触到奉献者，然后又怎么发生了兴趣，然后又有更多的奉献者，接触到，然后这样呢，有的时候他们成这个速度进步速度快，有时进步速度要慢一些。
Like devotees, it's kind of desire tree, it's a very nice internet. Web page. There's so much about Krishna for all different kinds of people.
有一个网站叫 Iskcon Desire Tree， 是不是这个网站就讲了不同的人哈。
Maybe you can get that one. They interviewed so many devotees. How did you become a devotee?
他们采访了很多的奉献者，问他们是怎么成为的奉献者。
And sometimes, you know, someone's mother bought a book, and the book was just in the house, no one ever read it, but then they found the book and they became different.
有时候呢，是有人的妈妈买了本书，然后就放在那个家里头了。然后呢，孩子就找到这本书，成了封建者。
那somehow saw the bodies, somehow saw the theatre. Just never know, but so many different ways. Of course, they were all frustrated. They were all thinking there's more to life than I'm doing.
有的时候呢，是突然看见封建者了，或者是遇见了谭哲杰。当然了，这样的人通常他们是在生活当中呢，他们是屡遭挫折了，很失意，这样他们就有更多的就想在生命当中肯定还有更多的内容嘛。
Fortunate, we can see that the people that are telling us.You know, what we should do with our life and how we can be happy. We can understand they're not happy.
如果我们幸运的话，我们就会发现有的人告诉我们这样可以快乐，那样快乐，但我们发现这样的人自己都不快乐。
They may have money, they may have, you know, popularity, they may have so many things, but they have to become consensus.
他们有钱，在社会上呢又很受大众的吹捧，然后他们又有很多的很各种各样的事物，但这样的人他们内心不快乐。
So when someone's soul is fortunate enough to start thinking like that, you know, what's going on here? Why am I here? Where am I going? What is the goal of life beyond what's beyond this life? And Krishna somehow arranges.You can meet someone who can help us.
这样的就是这样的灵魂呢，他们就开始考虑了。哎呀，为什么会发生这样的事情呢？这种生活有什么目的呀？有什么用啊？人生的目标是什么呀？在这人生的之上，还有什么更高的东西？这时候 Krishna 就会安排让他们遇到一位奉献者。
But you know, Krishna has his plan. I know some devotees that somehow they met devotees, they knew something, and then they were looking for devotees for a few years before they ever found devotees. But they were always looking, you know, where's the Hare Krishna?
有的人呢，他们是找了好几年在找，这些 Hare Krishna 们在哪里呢？
There was one Russian devotee back in the very early days.
就的早期很早期有一位俄罗斯奉献者。
His name was Mark. He was a young boy in school.
他名字叫 Mark. 他是学校里的年轻人。
So that time the police were looking for devotees.
那时候警察正在那个找奉献者呢。
So, he never told anyone he was a devotee. Scary.
他从来没有跟别人透露自己是奉献者，因为他有点害怕。
But somehow, by the police, they found out this boy named Mark might be a Hare Krishna and he was in some school.
但是不知怎么的，就警察呢就发现这个 Mark 是一个奉献者，他在学校是一个学生。
So they went to the school and they were talking to many students.
他们就去了学校了，跟很多学生交谈。
And they were saying, "Do you know Mark?"
他们都问。你们认识这个 Mark?
And Is he a Hare Krishna?
他是一位 Hare Krishna 吗？
So nobody knew what is Hare Krishna.
根本就没人知道什么是 Hare Krishna.
But then after a while they started asking Mark, what's Hare Krishna?
过一段时间他们就开始询问 Mark, Hare Krishna 是什么？
Yeah, many devotees.
结果就是，就有很多奉献者涌现出来了。
So anyway, so many ways.
所以这么多的方式。
Like back in England, way back in 1968 or something.
早在英格兰的1968年那时候
，The devotees made a record, got on the radio. Yeah, it became very popular.
奉献者录制了一张唱片，就在音乐室里录制的这个 Hare Krishna 唱片，非常的流行。
And they would get on the television.
他们还上了电视。
And there were quite a few devotees who, they were even very young, 12 years old, saw the devotees on the television and got very interested. Just chanting for a few minutes.
有个12岁的孩子就在电视上看到奉献者。然后就唱诵了几分钟 Hare Krishna.
So we have to use our intelligence even after we meet devotees. We have to learn what's going to help us advance, what's going to help us go down. So we study scripture, we see the activities of other devotees, we see someone making a lot of advancement, we study what they're doing and try to do the same thing. Intelligence.
即便是我们成为奉献者了，我们也要学习是什么能让我们取得进步，是什么让我们又后退了。你要学习经典，还要观察进步奉献者的活动是什么，他们都做的是什么事情，所以我们也要一样而行。
That's the proper use of intelligence.
这就是对我们智慧的恰当的利用。
Material intelligence, people think what's good for making money, what's good for, you know, you can find so many books and YouTube, how to catch a girl or how to catch a man, how to make money, how to make your body very strong, beautiful. People use their intelligence for that, but that's material, it's not really intelligence.
那有的在我们看到呢，就是在 YouTube 上呢，就是人们会有的人把他们智慧呢用于物质的方面，怎么赚钱呢？就是怎么在 YouTube 上就很多怎么去追泡妞啊，怎么去追这种一个男人女人呐、啊，怎么赚钱呐、啊，怎么让身体强壮能变得漂亮啊？这个不是正确的对智慧的应用，用错了，用到物质方面了。
Devotees studying, other devotees, seeing how to serve Krishna better, how to purify our existence.
奉献者就会观察别的奉献者怎么更好的服务 Krishna 的，是怎么能净化他的存在的。
That's spiritual, that's real intelligence. To know what's good for spiritual advancement and what's not good. Do what's good.
那是真正的灵性的智慧，怎样取得进步？
At the same time, we have to live in this material world and take care of things in this material world, but not only that.
同时呢，因为我们生活在物质世界，我们也要照顾物质生活，但是不应该仅限于物质生活，应该物质与灵性兼顾。
Like here now in Bali, it's very windy.
现在呢，在巴厘岛这个地方，现在是风很大。
Yeah,
刮风。
Very unwind and blowing wind.
一直就在刮风。
So the people are flying kites, you know kites?
Yes. 风筝，人们就会放风筝。
Very popular, they're very big ones. Sometimes they're 2-3 meters big.
特别特别大，有的时候是2-3米长。
And they go so high, and look in the sky, there's so many, and they're very high up.
在天空当中呢，就有很多的风筝，飞得很高。
So we can see the kite, but we can't see the string.
我们能见到风筝，但我们见不到看不见那线。
But unless that string is attached to the ground, the kite is useless. If the string breaks, then it just goes, and it's gone.
如果这线断了呢，这风筝就会飘走。
So we have to nijam chavijam chayastat.We have to have knowledge and ignorance side by side. We have to maintain the body of livingness. That way we can also cultivate a spiritual mind. To keep, do both.
We need to智慧和无知这两，然后了解，也要了维持我们的身体，还要维持我们的灵性生活，就是这两方面都要兼顾。
Yeah, to take care of our bodies.
我们还得照顾自己的身体、躯体。
But we have to keep our mind up high, you know, and trying to go higher and higher. Krishna, understand, looking.That's our goal.
Make our mind high.
Yeah, high thinking means thinking Krishna.
We have to make our mind high. 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 We have to make our mind
high. The animals, they take care of their body. They take care of their children.
那些动物，他们会照顾自己的躯壳，照顾他们自己的家，照顾他们的孩子。
We can see that by looking in numbers.
我们观察四周，我们就可以看到这一点。
Like where our house in the back, there's kind of an open ground.
就现在在我们这个住地的背面呢，就一个变空地。
So there's one chicken, mother chicken, she comes with her children.
有个鸡妈妈带着她的小鸡孩子。
And she takes them, they go all around, and she's scratching the ground, and she's, and they do the same thing. They learn how to find whatever they eat. Awesome.
这个鸡妈妈们就拿那个爪子就刨地，然后小鸡呢就跟他妈妈学，也照样的去刨地，他们学习怎么去找食儿吃。
I was back there trying to drop, and so then one day there was a cat.
哦，当我这样抓它的时候呢，有天我发现有一只猫来了。
And that little cat saw the baby chicken and took it off. It's a nice feast.
这个小猫看着小鸡就想，哎呀，这个食物挺好的。
It was sneaking, you know. And the mother chicken was always looking around, and she saw that cat and turned around. And the cat was ran away. Mother was protecting her children, teaching them how to find food. Humans do that also. But the humans should do more than that. It's a difference.
然后有一天呢，这个小猫呢，就是偷偷的就靠近那个鸡，然后这个母鸡呢，靠靠这个小鸡，那个鸡妈妈就一回身就发现了，就开始就大叫，就保护他自己的孩子。我们看到呢，人类呢，他可以 做的是更多的事情，应该正确的运用他的智慧。
Let's take off the...
OK, 那我们现在来看一下问题，今天晚上的问题。
OK?
Yes. 我最近见到他的时候，发现他很健康，他又唱又跳，然后他也念诵。
Then the second part of the question, please ask again.
The second part is that the second class devotee, in order to be elevated to the first class devotee.The question is why it's mainly by scripture, isn't it by the holy name, chanting the holy name?
Yeah, by everything, by practicing, following, you know, the instructions of the spiritual master, serving Krishna, serving the holy name, serving the devotees, then make progress.
是的，靠，靠所有的这些，靠一切的修行，遵守灵应老师的训谕，服务 Krishna， 服务圣明，服务奉献者，取得进步。
You get the blessings of the devotees, and you get the blessings of the guru.
要取得奉献者的祝福，取得 guru 的祝福。
Right, doing all those things, but some people they chant more. We have to chant a certain amount of rounds. Some people like to chant much more if you're chanting. Some people prefer to study. Some people like to be busy serving. But if they're doing it for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna, make progress. Attitudes.
我们做所有这些， 有的奉献我们需要每天念诵固定的签数，有的奉献者喜欢念更多的签数，一整天他们都会贴它，而有的奉献者呢倾向于经典，而有的奉献者呢倾向于做服务，但是都应该是以取悦咕噜 Krishna 为目的，这样就能取得进步了，就心态至关重要。
Whatever service you're doing, do it to the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. Then
what?
Krishna will bless you.
不论做什么服务，都应该是为了 Guru Krishna 的快乐来去做服务的， Krishna 就会祝福我们。
Alright.
这样回答可以吗？The next question?
Yep.
经典经典与圣名该如何平衡修行？ This is also from Jaya Krishna Das. How to balance scripture and holy name?
How to balance what?
How to balance scripture, sastra,and holy name.
Well, for us, we have to chant at least 16 rounds a day.
对于我们，每天至少念十六圈。
The initiative.
对于启迪奉献者。
But there's no formula exactly that, you know, it's because different people are different. Some people like to chant much more.And they don't read so much. Some people like to study much more and they don't chant so much. The minimum we have to do, minimum balance. It's different for different people.
就是没有什么一成不变的公式。不同的因人而异，有的奉献者呢，喜欢念更多，念诵更多的签数。他们喜欢念诵，不喜欢读书。有的奉献者喜欢读书，不喜欢念诵。但是我们至少要念诵十六圈，所以不同的人是不一样的。
Okay, so I'm not sure what that question is.
I guess the question is how to balance reading scripture.
But I never heard of such a kind of problem before.
Yeah, 故事说他从来没以前听说过这样的问题。
Anyway, that's now always at least 16 rounds.
Actually, 至少我们念诵十六。The question is how to balance the practice of.
That's what I'm saying. At least 16 rounds, and then it'll balance.
至少念十六圈，这样就平衡了。
But it's different for everybody. It's not like it's just this much scripture and this much holy name. Everybody's different.
不是说硬性的就得读多少经典，唱多少圣名，就是因人而异。Next question.
About Krishna. And the scripture helps us to know Krishna. The holy name is Krishna. So we need scripture. We're not so completely pure that we just chant perfectly and professionally all the time. So to purify our mind and understand who is Krishna, we need the scripture.
We need 经典来了解 Krishna. 圣名就是 Krishna.但是我们需要经典来净化我们，净化我们的心意，所以我们就需要经典。
They help us purport, or practice chanting, so they help us to chant better.
帕帕的要旨呢，就是帮助我们没有冒犯的念诵，帮助我们能更好的念诵。
It's just like balance.You know, this is a big question in the world today. How do you balance your work and your recreation? devotees after how do I balance my spiritual life with my work life.
现在呢就是平衡世世人呢他们就想怎么平衡工作和娱乐，奉献者想我怎么平衡灵修和工作。
So the basic idea is, you know, but it's not exactly the same for everybody. Everybody has different character, different nature.
基本的原理是一样的，但是呢，因为有奉献者都有各自的本性，所以就会不一样。
But the Bhagavad Gita says, you know, you shouldn't work too much and work too little.Sleep too much or sleep too little. You have to get the right amount, but it's not exactly the same for everybody.
Bhagavad Gita 说，你工作不要太多，也不要工作太少，你不要睡眠太多，不要睡眠太少。但是这个数目就
Some people will eat very, very little bit and be full of energy and work all day.
有的人他需要很少很少时间睡眠。他一天都精力充沛。
Some people can eat so much and also be full of energy.
有的人吃一点点，他精力就很充沛。可能要需要吃很多食物才能精力充沛。
So that person who eats little, eat the same amount as the person who eats big, they would just be sick or fall asleep all day and they couldn't do anything.
就是。
For everything.
如果吃的少的这样的人，他吃那个食量大的人那么多的食量，他就一整天都会昏昏欲睡了。
When someone's in very powerful digestion, you can't say you can only eat a little bit like so-and-so does, because then they couldn't have any energy. They need more. Everybody's different.
有的人消化力特别强，然后呢，就是如果他吃一点，就像那个有的吃的少的人吃那么一点点，他的能量就不够，他需要更多的能量。
Even if you have a car and you go to the gas stand, they have different kinds of gas, and different cars need different kinds. Some need diesel fuel, some need alcohol fuel, some need this high gas, some need low gas, some need liquid gas, some are electric.You have to feed it what's good for it.
就像你给汽车加汽油，有的是你需要高能量汽油，有的是低能量汽油，有的是液态汽油，有的是电充电，就看哪个对你的车最好。
Mind and body is the same. Everybody is different. How much you need and what kind you need is different.
心意就是躯体和心意不一样，所以他们的需求就不一样。
Okay, we have to do the basic sadhana. That way, everything else can balance according to our nature. Krishna will guide.
那我们基本的活动呢，就要做好我们的 sadhana。这样一切就平衡了，亏是呢就会指导我们。
Okay, next question.
好，下一个问题。这是 Radha Ananda Hare Krishna 深深顶拜敬爱的圣 Gurudeva。请问，据说梵歌中有解决所有现实问题的答案，我们阅读了很多遍。发现还是不能用经典化解问题，这究竟是因为没有理解力，还是因为没有觉悟？理解力和实际运用经典的能力是一种能力呢，还是两种能力呢？Obeisance to dear Gurudev. My question is that, it said Bhagavad Gita can solve all our practical problems.And provide the question answer, but we have read many times. We found that we cannot solve the problem by the sutra. The reason is it the reason we don't have the understanding or we don't have the realization? The understanding and practical application of the ability of practical application of such is one ability or two ability.
Yeah, but you don't have enough faith. So you're thinking the problem is more powerful than Krishna.
我们的信心不够，所以我们觉得这个问题，比 Krishna 还厉害。
I saw a nice little video. Seen a couple of them. But this one was some kids that were driving their car, and across the road there was a gate closed.
Across the road, there's a.
Yeah, there was a block of road, there's some kind of gate.
Gate. 我看了一个就是 video 视频好多遍的一个小孩子他在骑车，然后呢，就是他们就堵上了门。
It was actually just one bar in a block in the road.
A taxi, 就有一辆那个出租车呢，就把那个路给堵住了。
So they were trying to lift it up, you know, like you think it's like.In the railroad track, sometimes there's a thing that comes down. You can't see my hand. So they kept trying to lift it, and they couldn't lift it. Many, four or five people, they couldn't lift it.
他们就是四五个人就想把 the taxi, 他们想把这个出租车就给抬起来。
And they thought we can't move, you know.
他们想把这车挪到一边。
Then someone else came and he just pushed it, and it swung open. It wasn't for lifting up; it moved slightly. So you have to understand the problem and how to fix it. You can't try and do it by your own endeavor. You have to know. So we learn from Krishna what is the real problem. That we're too much.Have faith in the material energy. I think it's so powerful, but it, compared to Krishna, it's just nothing compared to Krishna.
就是这个那四五个人呢，是想把这个出租车给抬起来，但是他们能不能抬起来？又来了一个人呢，他就把这个出租车就是推到了一边，就这么化解了这个问题。所以呢，我们必须得了解问题真正所在是在哪里，问题在出在哪里。所以我们靠自己努力是不行了，我们要学习真正的问题是什么。有时候我们太过于相信物质能量的强大，但是物质能量比起 Krishna 是不足以，不值得一提的。
So even in the material world like that particular example, what I think is a big, big problem, someone else thinks that's nothing.
就像刚才举的这个例子，在物质世界，就我觉得这是个大问题，但是对另外一个人来说就不是问题。
So the problem is our attitude towards the problem, not the problem itself.
问题是我们对待问题的态度，而不是问题本身。
All right, so not that we just read the Bhagavad Gita, we have to apply it, we have to believe in it, have faith that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. And I'm a servant of Krishna, there's nothing better than that.
我们要不仅要读书，还要实际的运用。我们要相信 Krishna 是至尊主，我们只要服务 Krishna， 没有比服务 Krishna 更好的事情了。
All right.
好，这样回答可以吗
？We don't want to be like when I was young. My father got some sheep.
当我小时候，爸爸养了一些绵羊。
I guess he wanted us to learn about animals or something, learn something about life.
我猜他是想研究一下这动物的生活。
So he built a fence around in the back and sheep and all.
他就搭了那些栅栏。
And they were able to jump over the fence.
这个羊就一下子能跳过这个栅栏。
But they would run and run and bump into the fence.
他们他们跑来跑去的，他们有的时候就撞到了这栅栏。
And they hit that fence really hard, and they fall down, and then they go back and they run into it again. Finally, they would think to jump over. We don't want to be like the people.
这羊啊。
Take Christian's advice.
这羊呢，他就。撞到了这个栏杆，就倒在地上。然后他又回去，又再次跑，又过去，然后又倒在地上。然后最后呢，他终于能跳过这个栏杆。我们不应该像那个羊一样，我们应该接受 Krishna 的建议。
Even you go back, look back 6 months before and see what at that time you thought was such a big problem. Now you just laugh on this movie.
我们。六个月之前，我们看一下六个月之前的那个问题，当时是一个大问题，但是现在这个问题就已经消失了，不成问题了。
So like Krishna can't help us if there's no disease in the world.
Krishna 可以帮助我们，那世界上就再没有疾病了。
But he can help us to not, you know, to tolerate, tolerate the problems and live with them. There'll always be trouble. It's always birth, death, disease, and old age. They name it different diseases, but it's still disease.
Krishna 可以帮助我们容忍这些问题，就不管是，就是这个物质世界永远都会有问题，有生老病死，还有病疾病，不管是这个病还是那个病，它还是病。
Okay, thank you.
好，谢谢。Next question.
Yeah.
下一个问题。感谢咕哈日邦萨达斯，感激咕噜。帕帕德十七起迪是十六圈，但是五十年前的人工作压力没有现代人忙碌焦虑，是不是有必要做调整念诵圈数？是不是随着卡里年推进，念诵高质量十六圈都越来越难呢？怎么克服呢？Harivansa Das felt very grateful for Guru. He said that during the time of Srila Prabhupada, the requirement is 16 rounds, but 40 and 55 years ago, there's no so much pressure, from the job. And nowadays, the modern time, people have become more and more busy and worried.Is it necessary to adjust the rounds of chanting? Is it, this is the first part of the question.
That's the biggest thing.
这个第一个问题，就第一部分是一个大错误，是很大的问题，是错误的。
It's necessary to adjust your attitude towards your work.
是对于你孤独的态度。
What you think is important in life.
以及你认为生活当中的知识。
Like, you know, Krishna Avatari, probably, in his life, they come about to Riksha.
Yes. 就是有一个教那个风爱树的那个老师 Chaitanya Avatari,
So he had some very big job, you know, really high pressure. He had to leave home at 7 in the morning and get home at 10 at night or something.
还有一个很大的工作，就是很重要的工作，压力也很大。他早上七点钟就离开家，晚上十点钟才回家。
He had to travel sometimes all over many places, smaller places.
他还有到很多地方去旅行出差。
But he always just got up really early and chanted his rounds before he came.
但他总会。早早的就起来，把自己念诵念完之后，他才去工作。
So we don't chant around, then everything becomes more and more crazy. That's why people are so crazy, because they're working so hard because they want more and more money and more and more gratification. And they think hard work is going to be good. It's not making money.
人们呢？现在有的人他认为他不念圈了，有的人认为，就是说，如果不念我们的圈数的话，那我们就会变疯狂了。人们都努力工作，他们觉得赚钱，然后赶快享乐就会快乐，但是并不能让他们感到快乐。
We have to adjust our mentality.
Pardon?Adjust what?
We have to adjust our thinking.
Oh, okay.
On everything.
我们要调整的是我们的思考、思维以及调整我们的心态。
Chanting 16 rounds means depending on Krishna. If we think, no, I can just depend on my hard work, I don't need Krishna. Your work won't be easier, it'll be more difficult.
如果我们认为念诵十六圈就是我们在表明我们依赖 Krishna， 如果我们想我依靠自己，我努力工作，我不需要 Krishna， 否则这样的话就会陷入大麻烦。嗯，我们工作不仅不会容易，反而变得更难了。
So chanting 16 rounds takes 2 hours and maybe a little more.
念诵十六圈呢，可能需要两个小时或更多的时间。
But I've seen people, they're working really hard, I know, in Japan.
我看到的在日本，日本人都工作特别的努力。
But they can go for many hours for gambling and playing stupid video games and drinking.Going to a football game. Why can't devotees spend a few hours chanting their rounds? Because hopefully we're not doing those other things.
在日本呢，人们工作那么努力，他还是能有时间找出时间来去赌博，去打游戏，去找时间去喝酒，去看足球赛。奉献者他只是花几个小时念诵，奉献者也不需要。就花很多都花时间来做别的事情，为什么找不着这样的时间呢
？OK.
OK. The next part.
Help me.
向 Krishna 祈祷，快帮帮我，帮助我吧。The next great part of question is that is it as the Kali Yuga advance.The quality of chanting our 16 rounds will be more and more difficult. How to overcome it?
No. Kali Yuga advances in 2 ways.
这个不是像您说的那样子的。Kali 年代是两个方式在进展。
So within this Kali Yuga, there's Lord Chaitanya's golden age. That's also advancing.
在卡里年代呢，主舍他那样嘛吧不降临了，这也是一个好处，一个很大。
And meditate on how the Lord Chaitanya's movement is advancing, more and more people are chanting, taking shelter of Krishna, then it becomes easier and easier to chant.
我们冥想在它里面的学它里面的进展呢，有更多的人的念诵，有更多的人取得了进步，这就让我们自己的念诵变得容易了。
If you meditate on how you know everything is so bad and how there's so much you know everything wrong, then of course your mind becomes so disturbed because you're meditating on Kali Yuga instead of Krishna. You're meditating on Krishna, He's the supreme controller. But if you don't know that, if you think that Kali is the supreme controller, Kali is the agent of Krishna. You can choose, you want Maya or you want Krishna. If you choose Maya, of course it will be hard to chant. It will be hard to do anything. It will be hard to enjoy life also. It will be hard to work. It will be hard to do anything.
如果你的冥想就是一切都是不好的，什么都是错误的，你心意自然而然地受到骚扰。如果你冥想的是他力而不是 Krishna， 那 Krishna 是至尊的控制者。如果我们不知道的话，我们以为他力才是控制者，实际上他力呢，他是 Krishna 的一个代理人。那你看你选择谁了，选择 Maya 还是 Krishna？ 如果你选择 Maya， 就困难，什么都难，连享受也难，连工作也难。
Okay, that's a stupid question, but I guess it's important because we're so bewildered by Kali Yuga.
这个问题是愚蠢的，但是也是重要的问题，因为我们因为Kali年代呢感到非常困惑。
Alright.
好，这样的回答可以吧？
One more.
One more. Okay.There are still two questions, and the next question is that Harivansa does 超灵是满足精微躯体的心意的愿望，还是满足灵魂的愿望？ The super soul will satisfy the subtle body, the mind, the desire of a subtle body.The desire of the mind, or will satisfy the desire of the soul.
Super soul, you get what you want. You know, if you want to satisfy the desire of the soul, is ultimately to, you know, to be with Krishna.
嗯，超灵会满足你的心愿。你想有什么想法 ，Krishna 会满足你的心愿。那灵魂终极的愿望是和 Krishna 在一起。
He'll help us to get whatever we want. So, you know, like Krishna says, if someone wants to worship some demigod, then I'm in their heart. I'll help them to do that. If you want a sense gratification, he'll help you for that.
Krishna 会帮助我们得到我们。
So we know that we need, we want help to surrender to Krishna. Take guidance on how to get to Krishna, not how to enjoy eternal life.
Krishna 会帮助我们得到我们希望的。如果某人想崇拜半神人 ，Krishna 也帮助他崇拜半神人。如果某人想要赶快享乐 ，Krishna 也帮助他赶快享得到赶快享乐。奉献者向 Krishna 祈求 Krishna 帮助奉献者臣服， Krishna 就会指导奉献者怎么能得到 Krishna， 而不是享受物质世界。
Anybody helps a pig to find what he needs, helps a chicken to find what they need.
超灵会帮助一只小鸡、一只母鸡找食吃。
Fulfill your desires, and you have to develop purified desire.By associating with devotees and meeting in Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, you can get purified, so you know what to try for, to learn from. Okay, next question.
Next question, okay. 所以我们应该净化我们的欲望， 通过联谊，通过独孤的瓦檀波的放歌，我们才能进化，知道我们应该为什么努力去工作。Next question is, Kripana Vasala, 顶拜敬爱的 Sukhudev, Hare Krishna, 发现自己有太多太多坏品质，冷酷无情，对经典没有理解力等等，如何使自己进步？And I found that I have so many bad quality. I'm very cool. I have no understanding to scriptures. How can I? How should I make a progress? Spiritual progress.
Pray to Krishna, help me, help me.
向 Krishna 祈祷，帮助我，帮助我，帮助我吧。
Yes, so we have to understand that we're not so great. We need help. We need only by Krishna's mercy.
所以我们就
Krishna's mercy. We're thankful that it's Kali Yuga and you can reach another is coming. Otherwise, we have no hope. Don't just keep thinking I'm no good, I can't. It's stupid. Same question every week.
你这样就知道自己并不伟大了，知道自己确实需要仁慈。在卡利年代呢，尼提亚南的，如果没有尼提亚南的降临，那这个年代的人简直是没有希望了。就是不要老想着自己不好不好不好，做不到什么，做不到什么。
Now all the devotees, you know, the great acharyas, right? Like that, I'm no good, I have no good quality, I have no love for Krishna, but I'm begging for the mercy that I can accept the mercy of the Lord.Then you'll get it.
像些 Acharya 们，他们也认为自己是没有什么好品质，但是他们恳求 Krishna， 请给我仁慈，让我能够接受您的仁慈，能变得更好。
Okay, I have to go now.
Okay, thank you, Maharaj. Maharaj 现在要小心的了。thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Mama, Hare, Mama, 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 Hare Hare. See you Friday morning.
See you, Mara. Thank you so much.
Gauranga.
Gauranga. 感谢大家的联谊，今天晚上。歌就到这儿 ，Hare Krishna。